Now, our next guest refers to himself as Illustrated Dude. You've probably seen his illustrations for countless brands, bars and beers across Sydney. We're speaking to Cindy Sin, a local Sydney artist with a personality as bold as his artwork. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into art?
Well, good question. I started kind of doing gig posters for my mate's bands
cool.
a long time ago. And one thing led to another. And now I'm working with bars and, you know, beer brands and all kinds of stuff. It's really exciting.
What would you say inspires your style of illustrations? Because they're quite cool but a bit gothic and how would you explain them?
I guess I try to keep things a little bit kind of a bit spooky, a bit kind of creepy and weird. I really like the kind of old comic books and like Ren and Stimpy and like the kind of old classic retro illustrations you see from, you know, back in the day. But I guess my style literally just comes from me trying to figure out how to draw something.
Okay.
And I don't really kind of look for too much kind of reference or anything, but I guess, yeah, my inspiration, you know, there's so many great artists out there. It's pretty easy to be inspired these days.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure your artwork inspires lots and lots of people around as well. It's quite amazing. What would you say your creative process is? How do you go about when you tackle a project?
Sure. So getting started. So like, I guess the first thing I do is probably just get out a piece of paper and pencil. I actually hate sketchbooks. I find just like a piece of paper on a clipboard is much less intimidating, because I think with sketchbooks, I get really OCD. I want them to look immaculate and perfect.
Whereas
with a clipboard, you know, if the first page kind of sucks, you can just put it in the bin, which is very, very, you know, makes you feel better. But the first thing I do is just write down everything I know about the project, make as many notes as I can. And basically just start from scratch, like little tiny thumbnails, work my way onto the computer and basically work my way towards what looks like a sketch that's good enough to send over for approval and get the kind of ball rolling. And once everything's signed off on, I'll basically get stuck in with, I use a drawing tablet, a Wacom drawing tablet, straight into Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator and basically work on the project from there until it's done.
Fantastic. You work with quite a few different mediums as well, because you do kind of screen printing and you do hand-drawn stuff as well. I saw on your Instagram the other day that you were drawing on a helmet. What's your kind of favourite medium to work with?
My favourite thing is a big bucket of house paint and a giant wall.
Love.
one of the kind of happy side effects of doing illustrations for bars has been they quite often want the artwork to be painted on the wall. So literally just going in there with a projector and the artwork and getting it kind of sort of sketched up as much as I can, and then basically getting in there with the house paint and making a giant mess on the wall. It's very pleasing. It's a nice feeling.
I can imagine it would be a very satisfying experience to just absolutely go to town on a huge blank wall.
Oh, totally. And, you know, the best thing is when you're working with bars and stuff, there's always good tunes in the background, and at the end you always get to sit around and have a couple of beers with them, which is, you know, it's a nice way to sign off.
It's pretty ideal working conditions. I'm going to say it's a good workplace. Now, you mentioned that you work with quite a few bars, but you've worked with some incredible brands over the years. You've worked with Harley Davidson and Peking Duck, the Rubens, bunch of bands, some really cool bars and you know, bigger organizations like Bauer Media and Tropfest and Vivid. What's been kind of one of your favorite projects to work on? What's been one of the most interesting projects you've worked on?
Oh, there's been so many. I mean, I guess one of the great things is that, like, my artwork ultimately gets used as promotion and advertising, so it kind of advertises itself in a way. So working with one band will mean that 50 other bands see it, so it actually kind of, the momentum is sort of nonstop. But probably the best thing for me and the most kind of satisfying thing has been all the work I do with Young Henry's, which is a beer brewery in Newtown that I basically run my studio out of the brewery. I'm upstairs there, like in a little cubby house, basically, most of the time. But they give me a lot of trust to work on T-shirts and murals with bars that they're doing beers with, and a lot of bands and a lot of really cool brands that they work with. So they give me a lot of trust. So it's actually probably one of the more pleasing.
Yeah, more fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
More freedom.
The best projects are always the one where you get told you can, you know, go wild with it and have a fun time.
They would be the best fun when you just get to try all the things.
Yeah.
That's it. You mentioned that your studios are above the brewing for Young Henry's, the Snake Eye Studios, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Snake Eye Studios. So we've been there about 3 years now. So
fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the studios.
Well, I guess we kind of started because, I mean, when you're freelance, you know, the temptation is just to work from home in your underpants the whole time. But it kind of gets a bit sad after a while, and you want to, you know, you want someone to yell at lunchtime. So we started the studio, and it kind of, it just aligned with the fact that they had a spare office there, and we set the studio up, and it's there's six of us, we're all freelancers, we all work for ourselves, so it gets a bit rowdy in there sometimes, but the biggest distraction is the never-ending fountain of beer that is literally at our doorstep.
I can imagine. But what a great space for freelancers, for creatives to come together and have a space to practice their art and run their businesses. I think that that's fantastic. That's something we need a lot more of here in Sydney.
Oh, it's great, especially in Newtown, where, like, you know, there's so much creative stuff going on in Newtown, and it's just such a really good town to be kind of working in for a creative, because, you know, there's lots of new businesses opening, and they're usually creative minded, so they're open to, you know, cool artwork, and, you know, cafes sell t-shirts, and it's good. It's sort of a little bit incestuous sometimes, but I mean, the best thing is that, like, we all kind of help each other out, and that's the best.
Absolutely. Is there one brand out there, Cindy, that you've thought, I need to work with this brand, but you haven't quite been able to yet?
I guess there's a couple. I guess one of the dream clients that I always had was Mambo. I always wanted to do some stuff with Mambo.
Yeah.
You know, I remember kind of growing up, and I had, you know, the farting dog tea and a bunch of that stuff. And
Yeah.
I remember one day getting the email that they asked me if I'd help design a couple of kids wear, you know, some shirts and stuff for kids. And I was so excited. And it was funny because I think the deadline for it was like, all right, so we're asking you to do some teas. It was like a Friday afternoon. And they were like, we're going to need the artwork by Monday. And I was like, that's not how the fantasy works. Yeah, when I'm working with Mambo, I meant to have like weeks and weeks and, you know, all of this. But in the end, it was still a dream job. It was the best.
Absolutely. Cindy, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining a little bit about your process.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was a fantastic local artist there, Cindy Sin. He's also known as the Illustrator Dude. You can see some of his illustrations throughout Sydney and on his Instagram. We'll put a bunch of links on the podcast after today's show. Check it out. Absolutely fantastic stuff. I've had far too much fun going through Cindy's Instagram all morning.